Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Charlotte at 6.
6:21, I'm Mark Garrison, and today is one of America's big anniversaries. 75 years ago today, August 6th, 1945, the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan.
Hiroshima, seen from the air after the atomic bomb blast that virtually erased this city of 340,000 people from the earth. As far as the eye can see, stretch scenes of desolation and ruin. 4 square miles leveled by one bomb, the product of allied science and a climactic answer to the terror and aggression let loose upon the world by Japan.
From an old newsreel. Now, for most of us, the image that we have seen is a black and white photo of that giant mushroom cloud that rose thousands of feet into the air. But the story of that picture is something few Americans know anything about. It's a picture that was not supposed to be taken. And it was snapped by a young airman from North Carolina, his name John McGlowan. He was an Air Force photographer stationed in Guam. And on August 6, 1945, he was supposed to be on the ground. In fact, no planes were supposed to be flying over Japan that day except the one dropping the bomb and two escorts. But there was an Air Force paperwork mistake, and it changed all of that, and John McGlowan was in the air with his cameras.
Dad's crew and two other aircraft on the day of the 6th, when every other airplane in the Pacific Theater that could possibly have been around Japan was grounded, his plane wasn't.
That is Bob McGlowan, John's son. And Bob tells a remarkable story of the atomic bomb photo that his father snapped by accident 75 years ago today.
And so they went ahead and flew the mission that had been assigned to them, you know, earlier in the week. Nothing had changed, so they took off. And their initial mission was to fly to a city north of Hiroshima that had been bombed recently within a day or two, and to take reconnaissance photos of the damage that had been caused by the bombing there. So when they got to their target, the weather was so bad, the cloud cover was so bad that they couldn't see the ground. There was no way to get photographs and stuff. Well, you didn't just waste a mission. So standard operating procedure was you flew to the next largest target area, see if you could get pictures there. So it just happened that Hiroshima was it.
So think of that. John McGlowan and the crew on his plane headed to Hiroshima to see if they could just get some usable pictures of possible targets, having no idea the city was about to be obliterated by an American atomic bomb.
And as they were coming into Hiroshima, the bomb went off right under them. And a couple of them commented the fact that they couldn't see real well for a few seconds after that. I'm sure it was probably the guys in the cockpit. His station was in the center of the airplane. He didn't have any ports to look out. All his ports were covered with cameras. Well, as soon as that happened, he turned his cameras on and he started filming. He got a handheld camera, went to another part of the airplane where there was a port, and started filming that way. And so what he got initially was the top of the atomic cloud coming up at their aircraft, and then As they flew away from it, he rotated the camera so they were pointing at the back of the aircraft and got the cloud as it came up behind them, which, of course, went way above them. And they were up about 30,000 feet at the time.
The crew had no idea what they were seeing.
I mean, they knew it was a big explosion, but it could have been a fuel depot or some kind of big ammunition dump. They just didn't know. And so they flew on back to their base.
And back at the base, John McGlohan went straight to the darkroom to develop the remarkable pictures of the massive mushroom cloud and the explosion at Hiroshima.
Developing that film and making prints and hanging them up to dry. And so as he was working on his, and he said, he asked somebody else, he said, "What is that?" And the guy he asked said, "That's an atomic bomb."
Then things got a little crazy. Security came into the dark room.
They grabbed his film, said, "Come with us," and they went to the briefing area and stuff, and he walks in, and all the rest of his crew standing at attention looking real scared. So he fell in with them, and after a couple of minutes, nobody saying anything, he leaned to the guy next to him. He said, "What's going on?" And the guy said, "I don't know, but they say we'll be dead in the morning."
From the radiation?
From the radiation, yeah.
Well,
wow. The fortunate thing is that as far as I know, none of them ever suffered from radiation poisoning.
Really?
They all lived to be pretty ripe old ages, and when Dad died, he was 96.
So this classic picture of the bomb going off and the mushroom cloud was an accident.
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow. It is a remarkable story that John McGlohan loved talking about with his son Bob through the years. The story of an airman just doing his duty, and he stumbled into history.
I think it's one of those things where he just did what he was supposed to do and took pictures of something that was going on a target area that they were flying over. And you know, until they got back from the mission, that's all he knew it was. I guess it's just one of those things that, you know, he didn't mean to be there, certainly. He didn't know anything about an atomic bomb. Nobody did. That were just regular air crews at that time. It was all top secret. Nobody had heard of it. There was nothing, you know. So even when they saw it, they had no idea what it was they were seeing. You know, that crew was unique to World War II by virtue of the fact that they were there at the time they were.
Remarkable. John McGlohan died earlier this year, age of 96, but his son Bob there loves talking about his father's amazing picture of the first A-bomb going off. The atomic bomb photo snapped by accident, but think about this, because of an Air Force paperwork mistake, a photographer was in the air, and we have a remarkable record of the bomb blast that changed the world.
August 6, 1945. On that day, the nuclear age burst upon the Earth with the flash and fire from the first atom bomb, bringing to an end the war that began on the day of infamy.
75 years ago today.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.